Diana with Neustetter's Fine Jewelry. This year, we're celebrating 50 years in business. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your lives for over half a century. It's because of you that our small family business thrives in St. Louis. From our family to yours, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. The housing market is really heating up and it's about to take off. Folks have been sitting on the sideline waiting for that right time to go out and look for the home of their dreams, and that time is now. We are currently pre-approving record numbers of buyers, and they're all waiting for that perfect house to hit the market. If you're even considering buying a new home, you need to get pre-approved today. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Joe Rusevans here with FRA Trust to let you know about my new book, The New Normal in a Post-Pandemic Economy. Has your 401k or IRA taken a hit? Then you should take control back. I've been a leading financial professional for almost 40 years, and I'm sharing these secrets in my new book that's free for you. Just pay shipping and handling. Visit joesnewbook.org to claim and learn how my team at FRA Trust can help you take control of your financial future. Visit joesnewbook.org or call 855-935-4214. Today.
Your home and chimney must be sealed to prevent freeze and thaw damage to bricks and mortar joints. Sealing these areas reduces the need for costly repairs if damage has not yet occurred. Allowing water, mold, and insects into the home and chimney result in the need for tuck pointing. Call Approved Home Improvements for your tuck pointing and sealing needs today. Now offering 50% off all tuck pointing services completed by May 30th. Call now to receive this offer. 314-780-6080.
And get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side. Street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Well, you have a sweet bike, and you're really good at hooking up with chicks. Plus, you're like the only guy at school who has a mustache.
Crossed over if I ever have a cent. I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I know this song. I've heard this song before.
Oh, yeah.
We play it every day.
Monday through Thursday, anyway. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Gather around. Should be an interesting day. Don't know how it couldn't be. A lot of stuff going on here. We'll try to keep it light for the most part. This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on 590 The Fan. Your friends in times of turmoil and fear. It is the 15th. They never call it the Ides of any other month, the Ides of March. Well, Ides is 15th, but they don't say the Ides of June.
Mm-mm.
What they do say, though, they say 15th of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
All right, okay, it's 3rd of June.
Why is it?
I had it wrong. What?
Why is it Ides?
Hey, look who's here, Dan Stroud.
Hey, I just walked in.
Hey, everybody. Ides is... stands for 15 in what language?
Latin, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So I would think Caesar, Rome.
Yeah, I never actually thought about that, why it's called the Ides.
It's because that's the day because the day Caesar was killed.
Yeah, that I know, but the Ides part.
Oh, the Ides of March.
Right.
So Caesar was killed in March.
Yeah, but they didn't call it that because he was killed, because the soothsayer said to him, beware the Ides of March. It was a warning. Mm-hmm. So it was already called the Ides.
Well, the Roman calendar was goofy. But March, right. but they called it the Ides.
Oh, right.
The 15th was the Ides.
The Ides.
Okay. And now, as Paul Harris always said, you know the rest of the story.
No, it was Paul Harvey that would say that.
What?
Paul Harvey said that.
So welcome aboard, everybody. We have the first hour, if you're new to the show, kind of a free-for-all. Burke segment, that's us, and then you. Here are our numbers. You may need them now, you may need them next hour, because Josh Bellman will join us next hour. He's the tech guy, and if you have any questions, Dan might have a question. Dan was trying to show me a video for 15 minutes. He couldn't get the thing to come up. We could hear the audio, but we couldn't see the picture. So Josh is here to help you with that sort of stuff. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Oh, this is going to be good. That was a close one.
I think Dan got me.
No, I don't think so.
Look at that.
I didn't finish.
Chivalrous gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Manners. You go. Yeah. No, you go.
I know, right?
Lima, you make the call. Who goes first?
Let's have Tim first.
All right. Tim Woodburn, everybody.
Thanks, Frank.
You're welcome.
I'll keep mine quick. I just want to do a little test here and see which one you like better. I'm going to do my imitation of St. Louis County Executive Dr. Sam Page. Okay? I'm going to do my imitation of him, and I'm going to say the same thing, but I'm going to say, one, 4 feet away from the microphone and one end of the microphone. You tell me which one you like better.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Here we go.
Ready?
You want me to play part of a reporter?
Hang on a second.
I'm going to read a prepared statement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you want some sound effects in the background?
No, thank you.
Okay.
He had plenty of those today as he did a press conference from a gym. Okay. So here's my imitation of Dr. Sam Page, 4 feet from the microphone and then into the microphone. You tell me which one you think would work better for him.
Okay. Can I stand next to you and do sign language?
Yeah, Dan, that'd be a great idea.
Sure.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Celebrate the reopening of gyms.
What?
Gyms and theaters in our community.
Wow.
Here's the next one. Okay, ready? This one's into the microphone. Today, I would like to welcome everyone to Planet Fitness as we celebrate the reopening of gyms and theaters and banquet centers in our community.
Oh, no doubt. The first one. Yeah. First one.
Yeah.
That's the way I do it.
He's a lyrical gangster as far as I'm concerned, except, you know, he stands 4 feet from the microphone when he holds a press conference.
And why?
I don't understand.
The microphone can't give you COVID.
I don't know. J.B. Pritzker, Mike Parson, even Lida Crewson, even though is every third word out of her mouth, at least you can hear them clear and concise. I gave Limey 2 sound bites to run for today's newscast, and for the first time in my almost 3 years on the show, Limey said, we can't run that sound. It was that bad.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, if it's like what you just did.
I don't understand why he doesn't have a communications director stand next to him and say, hey, Sam, just a little closer to the mic, you know, or say something to him.
So the signing person was actually there for us.
Yeah.
Well, although we don't read sign language.
There's a sign language guy who's standing closer to the microphone than he is.
I know.
Wow.
He was.
Oh, if anybody knows this man or
did
knows
he,
this
did he explain why?
Or, no, he does it to everyone. But today was especially bad.
It's just bad audio.
He stands too far from the podium, and no one's told him. And I can barely run the audio as it is for these last couple
months. So it had nothing
months.
To do with COVID. That's just the way he does it?
I don't know if it's because of COVID or not. I haven't asked him. I mean, he's big on social distancing. I know that.
It's one thing if you're... you ever go to a school function, a talent show, and the kids don't know how to... So today, I'm going to be reading a poem. What? That's one thing. But he is a doctor. He's a county executive. He makes LSBs.
Public official. Yeah.
You would think he would know, hey... The microphone.
It's a big mistake I made in my life, and I emceed the memorial for my father a couple years ago when he died, and I talk loud. I talk to the microphone just fine. I know. Yeah. I know. And so what? I handed the microphone. I could hear what everybody was saying, and nobody complained one time. And then afterward, my family, my mother's side of the family, was sitting in the back room, said, "Yeah, we couldn't hardly hear anybody after you spoke. Why don't somebody tell me?"
But I am the one who does. I've actually stood up place. I'm sorry, but we can't hear you. Yeah. And everybody around me went, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you do it?
I wish more people would do that.
Because we went to a thing with for my grandson at a school. I'm not kidding. The teacher who was in charge of the program before they sang or whatever got up and addressed the parents. It's just what you just did. She said, well, thank you all for coming. We've been working on this for not one. Finally, I just raised my hand. I said, we cannot hear you. And then she did this, stepped up, and it was totally different.
Right.
Folks, you got to say something. You got to speak up.
As soon as someone says, like you said that, then everybody else goes, yeah, right. Yeah, we can't hear you.
Yeah. Then they join in. Mm-hmm. Sam, I hope you're listening. I don't know if he listens or not. So.
And what he says, I mean, he's a very intelligent man, and what he speaks like a doctor. He is a doctor. You can tell the man's educated. I just wish somebody to give him a little kick in the tuchus, you know, to get him a little closer to the microphone.
Well, Tim, you forget that we're professionals.
Well, yeah. I do. That is my flaw.
We're professional microphonic people. I made that word up. Sounded good.
I like it.
Scientific
microphonic professionals.
And, I like it.
Anything else?
Nope, not for me.
Anybody else?
Maybe we could get
Dan.
Yeah, I do.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Welcome.
Maybe we could get hired by the county to.
Oh yeah, like the old Saturday Night Live bit, the original season when Garrett Morris did for the hard of hearing.
Yeah.
Him. Garrett Morris, they had him down in the corner of the screen, and they said, and for the hard of hearing. So Chevy Chase would say, well, today the president, and Garrett would go, today the president! All he did was repeat. That's what we need for Sam Page. Somebody off the side, one guy signing, on the other side, a guy speaking loudly. Mr. Page said that it looks like the county. Yeah, that's what they should do. And then it's entertaining and informative.
Right.
We are so excited. Wow.
So, Dan, what did you have?
I met huge listener to this show.
That's a great story. Limey, did you have anything?
No, I got nothing.
All right. Wrap it up. Good Burke segment.
No, her...
Oh, you're not finished.
No, she's 84 years old. And you remember we did the meet and greet thing at Johnny Londoff.
Yes.
About, was it 5 years ago? 4 or 5?
I want to say 4.
Yeah, probably at least 4 years ago. And... you had mentioned something on the air about really wanting to get some nice homegrown tomatoes.
Right.
Her name is Martha. She's 84 years old.
She brought me tomatoes.
Yes, she did. She brought you tomatoes, and I met her over the weekend at a restaurant. And
so she's 80. How old?
84.
Well, she's 84 now.
Yeah.
And we did this four years ago. So even then.
Yeah.
Hang on. She would have been
4 years ago. She would have been 63
years old. 63
years old. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Long time to be growing.
Sure is.
Yeah. It is.
Sure is. But, thank you, Martha.
Yeah. She reminded me of that, and she just talked and talked and talked.
Where did you meet her? Where did you see her?
Met her at a restaurant up in De Pere. We went up there for some music and stuff, watch a band play, and everything was outside, and all these people were outside, and ended up talking to the whole family as AM and the PM. But Martha was the one that everybody gravitated to.
When you said the whole family, I went to school with the girl whose last name was Hole.
Really?
Oh.
No, H-O-E-L, but it was pronounced Hole. You can imagine. In high school? Yeah. Brutal. Kids.
That must have been
had, wow. Had a heyday with her name.
There's that song, too. How's your whole family?
How's your whole family? Now, that song is so dated that a lot of people wouldn't get the next line. It's Red Peters does it, and he says, how's your whole family? And then he goes, how's your dictation machine?
Yeah.
How's your but see, a lot of people wouldn't know what the dictation machine is.
I have no idea what
But it was funny 30 years ago.
I went to college.
The dictation machine is just a recorder, Limey. You speak into it, and then the secretary would type up
what
you left on the dictation machine.
The far and away, the worst wash your clothes and herbal tea, pine cone picking, tree hugging, granola cereal eating Mary on the Prairie that I knew at Mizzou was about 350 pounds, about 5'6", got married, and wore these, you know, tie-dye t-shirts 8 days a week, legally changed her last name
to
Monday-Tuesday.
What?
I cannot make this up. And they named their kids.
That's funny, funny queer.
Yeah.
No, it's not queer.
It gets worse. Gets worse. They named their kids Sunday.
No.
So the kid's name is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Correct.
That's
I cannot make this up. Her name was Cindy. I don't know her last name, but I have a Facebook friend that's still in touch with her.
But her name became Cindy Monday-Tuesday.
And I can't find her online. I should have run a background check on her with my PI software just to see whatever happened. Yeah. And she legally went through the process of changing her name to that. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
And I guess was a girl. The judge or whoever can't say you can't do it. Right. It's not obscene.
Right.
You know they had to say, are you sure you want to... Well, do this.
Somebody tried to change their name to Jesus Christ one year in Minnesota, and a judge turned that down. And somebody tried to change their name to God in another state in this country, and then a judge turned that down.
But I bet not every state would turn it down.
I wonder if you could get away, like, you know, with spelling it Jesus, but say you're pronouncing it Jesus, you know?
What about this? What if J-E-E-Z-U-S?
Okay.
Well, if you spell it that way, would they approve?
Good luck with that, with a judge.
Jesus, not cheese.
I think you have to find an atheist judge who'd approve that.
There's probably
some that exist.
You know what? That Cindy probably should have gone into like the calendar business or something like that. You know those kiosks at the end of the year that you can buy calendars every year.
I mean, it was just beyond
Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, this girl was a notorious LSD taker.
That's all you need to know.
I mean, I think, you know, it just makes me wonder if she did that in the middle of a trip or something, because that's just unbelievable.
I agree.
She might be dead.
Well,
Dan. Wow.
Did you have anything else? Or?
No.
I didn't remember what you had. What did you say?
I had Martha.
Oh, that's right. Martha. Thank you, Martha.
Martha and the tomatoes.
Limey, do you have anything?
Nothing really exciting. Had a good weekend. I went shooting on Friday. Got to shoot my new guns.
That was fun.
Yeah, man, that was a good thing. Yeah, pretty uneventful.
Oh, I do have one thing that Martha thought.
Say that three times in a row.
I know. Martha thought.
Martha thought.
Your wife were married in Jennings. And I said, no, they weren't married in Jennings.
North County, Riverview Gardens. North County, not Jennings.
Okay. Okay, so she had the North County.
She's close.
She had the North County, right?
Yeah, I don't, you know, now I don't know is there a municipality? There's a Riverview Gardens.
Yes, there is.
Because it was a Riverview Gardens Baptist Church was where. So,
okay.
So we would have been at Riverview Gardens. But you were close, Martha.
Yeah.
I had one more. Speaking of pronunciations, I specifically did not say an address of a story in my newscast today because I don't know how to pronounce it.
I
screwed it up. I screwed up something when I first started on the show. What was it? What was a township in North County that I screwed up, Dan?
Shoveltown?
No, it was. I'll tell you what it was. I called it Bellefontaine.
Right.
Oh,
I called
it Bellefontaine because that's the way it's spelled.
I called it Bellefontaine Neighbors, is what I said. Right. And I was chastised and corrected and so forth and so on. This is a popular street in St. Louis. Okay, the first it's a two word street.
Right.
The first word is COTE.
Okay. Coat.
Pretty sure that's
Coat. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Coat Brilliant.
Okay.
Just like Coat, he's brilliant.
Right.
How do you spell the brilliant?
Well, there's an E on the end of it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I would.
Brilliante.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is how I would do that as a former hockey announcer because that's a French name.
Brilliante.
Yeah. That's in the guys in
Brilliante.
Brilliante.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Well, that makes it sound
a little bit sound like an Italian, kind of Mexican.
And for that matter,
Spanish,
there was a player in the NHL whose last name was COTE and pronounced it Cote. So I didn't know if it was Cote Brilliante or Cote Brilliant but I didn't know.
Yeah, they call it Cote Brilliant.
All right. I'll put it back in there.
And then Gravois should be Gravois or something.
That's how they would.
And Florissant, if you can tell. You can tell when people do commercials from out of town.
Oh, yeah.
Because they call it fluorescent.
Well, all the time. There's another word, or there's another road in Florissant that I was corrected on in a car a couple weeks ago, and it's spelled Charbonnier.
Charbonnier.
I call it Charbonnier.
That's these guys.
Oh, yeah.
But that would be the French pronunciation.
Charbonnier.
No, they use the French names, but they don't want you to. Look, Athens, Greece. It's New Athens, Illinois.
Right.
But it's Athens.
Well, there's
Greece.
Madrid out there, but what is it? New Madrid?
New Madrid.
Yeah,
well,
New
how
Madrid.
About in Illinois, Cairo, but it's spelled just like Cairo,
Egypt.
So How's a person supposed to know when they first move in?
Right.
You're not. But that's how you tell the new guy on the news on TV. That's the way you know. Yep. So, Limey, you have nothing?
I have nothing. No, sorry.
Shut her down. Burke's segment is officially closed. I have something to present and offer to the discussion. I know this is a serious thing, but I think if you just listen...
Are you serious?
Didn't I just say it? Didn't I just say? It's, why do you do that? What is your name? Stephanie? Yeah. Don't do that anymore, okay? Sorry. I know she's new here. Well, she's not really new. She's done that before. So I think this makes 100% sense, but I've not heard anybody say this. So let's, and what I'm talking about is the removal of anything Confederate, anything that has in any way that is symbolic of the Civil War, of the slave period. Here's why I say that is a bad idea. And just, I think everybody will agree, and I can't believe no one else has said this. And I thought of this in the car while I was driving. Mm-hmm. I can think of two other times in history where a building, a structure, was tied in directly with something horrible. And they're still standing. And they're still standing as a reminder to people. When you destroy all the evidence of a crime, it's hard to even prove there was a crime. I'm talking about these two things. The Roman Colosseum is still standing. You know what happened in the Roman Colosseum? They fed people to lions. They let people cheer like it was a football game as they released lions into the stadium to eat living people. Now, they fed Christians to the lions, they fed criminals, and they fed runaway slaves to the lions, and people applauded and cheered, and they didn't tear down the Colosseum to destroy any evidence of it. It's still there as a reminder of what happened. My second example.
If somebody gave you, real quick, a free ticket to go to an event and watch somebody get eaten alive by a lion, would you go?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No,
I wouldn't.
If it's like a child molester?
No. Just an average, you know.
No, not an innocent.
Just the poor schmuck who just they pulled off the street.
I would if it were a horrible, horrible person that raped children. You bet. I'd cheer, eat him. I would.
Wow.
Here's my second example.
I don't know if I could watch that.
I could.
Be a bit gruesome.
I could.
I got a light stomach.
It'd probably make me throw up.
Yeah, definitely.
Auschwitz.
Oh, yeah.
Dachau. The concentration camps. Mm-hmm. Now, think about this. I am so glad they're still there, and people can go who doubt what happened and see the crematoriums and see the gas chambers. What if they had destroyed that? We got to get rid of that because it's symbolic. You would be destroying a part of history that nobody should forget. And I feel that those people who want to get rid of all things antebellum, all things Confederate, Southern, Dixie-related, right, Jefferson-related, slavery-related, you're making a huge mistake. Because you, the people who are really upset, and of course everybody's upset that there was slavery in this country, it's horrible. But what you're doing is getting rid of any remaining evidence of it. And you could use it as a teaching tool. So there, network people, why don't some of you say that?
History people.
History. Use that as an example. It's good that they're still there. So that was it. It hit me in the car that, if we allow these people, whoever they are, to demand, not only demand, just take it upon themselves, pull down that statue of whoever, then what's next? Where do we finally go, stop it, that's it? Do we have to change the name of our state capital, Jefferson City? Thomas Jefferson, slave owner, we got to change that. Go down the line, Jefferson Barracks. You got to change the name of that place? No, of course we shouldn't. But that's, that. You know, the question I have is, at what point do we say, all right, you know what? You can't just take it upon yourself to try to erase or eliminate history. But we're letting them do that. So that was it. That was the point that I wanted to make. Now, we'll talk to Brent. Well, we're happy to take your calls if you'd like. 314-821-0590, 855-282-8255. Brent, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
Frank, I just wanted to just address that a little bit. I think there's a difference here between the Colosseum and the concentration camp remnants.
Okay.
Compared to statues, certainly, which is what's primarily coming down, at least now, and that those things were definitely used for, you know, for torture and death. These other things were put up later, and
Brandy, we lose you, buddy.
I would make a distinction, is all, between these particular things. However, that's not what I want to talk to you about today.
And there's always a however in life.
Is it open line Monday?
Let me check. Hold on. Yes, it is.
Oh.
Great. I want to talk to Dan for a minute.
Dan, it's for you.
Oh, hey, Brent. How are you?
Dan, you worked for WMRY.
Yes.
And I just wanted to say how much I loved that station back in the 90s.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was tremendous.
It was a truly wonderful thing, and the mix of music they played, you can sort of rebuild it yourself, with all the resources that are available now, but to hear that on the radio at the time.
Was this Sunny, Sunny 101?
It became Sunny 101 after a while.
When you were there, what was it? When Brent was listening, what was it called?
WMRY.
That's it? No handle? Yeah.
No.
Silly name?
No.
But it was great. It was a lot of acoustic music and singer-songwriters and old classic rock that mixed in there, and even some bluegrass, and it was just a great station.
Yeah,
it was
a mix of stuff, but it was also, I think, when Casey first went on the air back in the 60s, right? That was more or less what WMRY was. And we could actually pick our own shows. We could pull the music, each DJ, so you could tell what DJ was on, because we could pick our own music, and we had a rule.
So it was actually that person's show.
Yes, yeah. It was actually
a reflection of...
I miss it.
Yeah.
And we had grids.
That kind of radio.
And five... each song had a five-day wait period, so if this song... if you played this song today, you couldn't play it for another five days.
Well, Brent, if you take away the music component, that's exactly what we've been able to do here, is just do what we want to do and what we think listeners would want. Nobody tells us.
That's why I've been listening as long as I have.
Well, thank you. But you know, these people were all given a music list. It's what they call their, it's not in our, there was a name for it, but it was music that the station had deemed worthy of playing within that format, and if you deviated from it, you were in trouble. That's the way also with a lot of talk stations. They sort of guide you, direct you, not here. So I think what we're doing here and have done for the last 25, 30 years is the equivalent in talk radio of what you're talking about with music. Nobody telling you what you or your listeners should be listening to. You determine that. So
yeah, and if in somebody defense, calls
him, I got to run, gentlemen.
Okay, thank you, Brent.
As I always do.
Thanks, you. Bye bye. What?
Damn. As somebody called him with a request, you could actually play it right then.
Right.
Yeah.
Instead of looking on the music list and going, well, we'll try and get to that.
That's back in the days when radio stations used to go to war with each other. Mm-hmm. You don't really see that much anymore. Yeah. I worked for a five station cluster which had a alternative rock station, and our competitor, which was a Clear Channel cluster, had somebody call the DJ make a request.
I may have worked there because I remember the place, and they referred to it, this place is a cluster. They used the word cluster. Maybe it was the same group.
Might have been.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Might have been. I worked for Cumulus, and it was a cluster. Cumulus. That's actually kind of funny because Cumulus are clouds. But anyway. It's third time you got me. You get me once a year, and you just got me. Good going. Quick trigger finger, I like it. They made a request. It was an overnight live DJ. A lot of stations have voice track the overnight shifts, of course, to save a buck. But this is back when we actually had a live human being. And they requested, a girl called him and requested him to play a song, and he played it without listening to it.
Ooh.
And it had the C word.
The C word, like woman.
That's a pretty bad word.
Ends in a T.
Yeah.
Ooh,
see you
wow.
next Tuesday.
With an N and a U in there somewhere.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And he played it, and they recorded it. They recorded him saying, and by request, we're going to play this new song. Of course, it was a rap song or some kind of, I think it was a rap song, actually. And he played it, a rock rap song, whatever. And they sent it into the FCC. And the FCC fined them $1,000 for every time that word appeared in the song, and it was a $31,000 fine.
No.
Radio stations used to go to war with each other.
Oh, yeah.
They used to have DJs play practical jokes on each other and all kinds of
stuff.
And
some of the stuff they did was really stupid. Like, if it stays six in a row, and the other stage goes seven in a row, like a bidding at an auction, you know. Do I hear eight songs in a row? That was nonstop music. You know, less talk, more music. That was the big one.
Oh, no, that's what they do
now. They do?
Less commercials, more music.
Yeah.
Great radio. It's completely different. If we get started, we'll never stop with the stories. But here's a quick one, and it has to do with a Clear Channel. Clear Channel is a conglomerate. You know, they own stations all over the country. And Dan will know who this guy was. The guy in St. Louis who worked for one of their stations here, and they offered him a job in Atlanta, and he didn't want to go to Atlanta, so he said no. They offered him a job two or three times. He said no. Now, I don't think this is only true in radio, but in certain corporate structures, if you turn down or refuse to be moved, that goes in your personnel file, and it's not good.
Right. You get buried. Now, you don't get promoted again.
They may ask you, hey, how'd you like to move to Atlanta? And you answer, honestly, no, I don't want to. Okay, well, we really like for you. No, thanks, I don't want to. This is a true story. So he called me one day, and he said, well, I'm moving to Atlanta. And I said, wait a second. They've been on you for like a year. He goes, yeah, but I can't turn this down. He said, they're tripling my salary.
Who this is.
He was a program director. He said, they are tripling my salary. I said, well, you have no choice. He goes, yeah. He had a wife, and he didn't make it a year. Mm-mm. They fired him. They let him go. No, all they wanted to do was get him out of here, take him down there, and he sadly didn't really read all the contract because they wrote it in a way that by leaving, they had in there an option to just really on a whim just kick him out. And they did. And that's how they got rid of him. They weren't interested in tripling his salary. They were interested in eliminating his salary. And that's how they did it. Yeah. Radio can be cruel. I guess so can any business. Let's talk to Tim. Tim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm good.
No, that's the guy on the phone. Yeah. What's up, Tim?
I had an interesting observation on the internet where the University of Missouri Columbia, where I've got some family that teaches there, they had one complaint against the Thomas Jefferson bronze statue that is based there. A friend of mine.
Yeah, one complaint.
One complaint.
Okay.
And a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, his daughter graduated from there several years ago, and he has seen this, and it's Jefferson with a pen that he used the feather pen to working on the Declaration of Independence, and this one person went ahead and started saying, oh, that's not right. And this person doesn't, I listened to the verbiage of the complaint, and this person doesn't seem to be too very bright, but, regardless of that, it turns out that, they started, all this procedure to, maybe consider removing that. And I cannot believe that one person, you know.
Well, I can, because this is where we are. With the pussification of America, one person or three people, 10 people shouldn't be able to make a demand like that. Now, if you've got something that is offensive to a significant number of people, maybe you need to get rid of it. But that's a great example. One complaint. Wow.
Well, my buddy took multiple pictures of it, and he was so proud of it. Well, and, his daughter was so proud.
How sad is that?
Over there and you know, it was wonderful, and they're all very, very proud that that they have that there. And then one person, bingo, all of a sudden comes suspect.
Yeah. Well, that's
enough.
Thank you. I appreciate
today, and thank you so very much, and for letting me be heard.
Well, you bet. Thank you. That's why we're here, to be heard and let other people be heard. And we closed the bird. Did you? Were you about to say something?
You know, I just have a suggestion. I think you should call it the wussification of America.
Why?
Because I think pussification.
Wuss is a diluted form of the other word. It's he's a wussy because they don't. What it means is the other word. Okay, it's like right. Freaking. But that freaking guy.
I think it's sex neutral if you call it wussification. I think if you use the.
No, it's not about sex.
I know.
If somebody says he's a P word, mm-hmm. It's nothing to do with the female. It
has
means
to do with his manliness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we have had our testicles removed as a mm-hmm. country, and mm-hmm. Okay. I appreciate the suggestion,
sure,
but I think
suggestion.
Pussification is more powerful. So that's what I believe is happening here. There are today I was a this is good. I won't tell you who it was because it doesn't matter in the news that had passed away. But I've talked about this before. It irritates me when somebody is killed or they die and here's what they say about him. He was always smiling. He always had a smile on his face. He was always happy. First of all, that's impossible. Nobody's always smiling.
Should we make a pact now?
Yes.
If I go,
I know what
tomorrow,
you're gonna say, and yes, the answer is yes.
Okay,
go ahead.
Glad
I don't
to know.
Know.
If I die in a car crash on my way home, I want one of you to go to my funeral and stand up and be like, you know what? Sometimes
he's a jerk.
Yeah,
and he was in a bad mood.
Sometimes he could be a jerk.
This is what I want. He usually was in a bad mood. He was not smiling most of the time. No, that's what I want somebody to tell the truth.
Done.
He was grumpy. Well, there's a reason my grandson calls me grumpy. He was irritating and.
That's why your grandson calls you grumpy?
Well, I had him. I picked the name because I know that I am.
Okay. Yeah,
got it.
And that's what when I'm gone. Yes, we do have that pact.
Okay.
I for you, you for me, and Dan, Tim, if you want to be in on it, do
sure.
not, never anybody, if I die, say, well, he lit up a room. When he went in the room, the lights went out. Okay, this guy put the gloom and doom a lot of times in the room.
Josh Bauman just made a very good, oh my goodness, point.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I did.
That's my thing.
But he said that would mean at your funeral, you would have to go to the wake in the funeral.
No,
and you don't
no.
like. What?
That's not what I meant.
Oh,
hold on here.
Here we go. Now Dan's misquoting.
Go ahead.
While Dan figures it out, whenever.
Fake news.
Whenever somebody speaks at my funeral, I want them to get Sam Page to speak at my funeral. So, I want him to say this.
He was a good man. I thought he was very funny.
Yeah, and that way, if he says something horrible about you, nobody will hear it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Josh,
exactly.
What did you actually say?
My point to Dan was, I know, Frank, you really don't like going to public events or parties or stuff.
Right.
That would mean that you would actually have to go to Limey's funeral or Tim's funeral to
No, I do it on the air.
Oh, okay.
I would go. I just do it on the air. They're having a funeral today, and I don't want to go, but I'd like to say this. He was not always in a good mood. He wasn't always smiling, because nobody is.
True.
And it's almost, it's lame. You know, when you say that, it's kind of like, well, you couldn't think of it. So you use the old, he lit up a room. Here's the other good one. He'd give you the shirt off his back. He would do anything
right.
for anybody. No, that is not true. Who would do anything for anybody? No.
No.
So let's find something a little more creative than that. Let's talk to John. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I am doing good.
Good for you.
And I am AM and the PM.
Well, that has a lot to do with why you're doing so well. What's up?
Well, I've got a question for you, and I also want to ask you to stick to your guns and stay with pussification.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Thank you.
And
I will.
I, actually, I think you have backup for it. I think that it comes from the word pusillanimous.
What?
Pusillanimous.
That's a new one.
Yes, hang on a second.
Have Tim look that up.
Help us out. What is pusillanimous? What does that mean?
He's
it
right.
It means pussy.
Oh, well, hold on. He didn't say that.
Okay,
because
good.
That's Thank a cat. God. He did not use it like
right.
I saw her, you know. That
okay,
kind of
cool.
Thing.
He's correct.
It's a weak person.
Time out. It's spelled pusillanimous. Pusillanimous. Right. And dictionary.com says showing a lack of courage or determination.
There you go.
Oh.
Well.
So he's right.
I know it's going in the intro today.
You were right, but you didn't know you were right.
You're such a pusillanimous.
No, that's misuse of the word.
My favorite dinosaur.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, John, thank you for...
That's right.
What's going in the outro?
Thank you for...
I have a question for you.
You know, a lesbian dinosaur is looking a lot
Yeah, we know that. Thank you. Go ahead, John.
you heard what's going on in Seattle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
About that section of...
Chaz, the autonomous zone.
Do you think they take American dollars there?
Well, if they really wanted to be genuinely show real conviction, they wouldn't. But I'm sure they do.
Yeah. All right. That's it.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Yeah. How long do you think that's going to last?
They've already changed the name of it.
Oh,
it's no longer the Chaz Zone. Chaz stood for Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, but now... The Chazzers have changed it to the Chop Zone. Capitol Hill organized protest. So now it's the Chop Zone.
A bunch of idiots.
From Chaz to Chop.
You watch, they're going to have like an inside little civil war between the Chazzers and the Chop.
Oh, yeah.
About what name it's going to be.
They'll self-destruct.
This
can get old real fast.
Oh, yeah.
A dinosaur is a megasaurus.
They had like, apparently there are signs outside of the Chaz Chop Zone. Where they're asking for clothes, food,
phone charges. This sounds like a good idea. Be autonomous, but wait till one of them inside the little 6-block thing rapes somebody, and they go to call the police, and then they remember, oh wait, we can't call the police. We hate the police, and we don't want the police. Yeah, that's not gonna. It'll just self destruct. It's not gonna last very long. There's a I'll talk about this more later, but Bill Cleveland and I just spent a couple of hours on the Hill, and we were at Bertarelli. We shot the video there, and then afterwards we went to Favazza's for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, and I'm really guilty of this. You sort of tend to, what I do, stay in your own little part of town, and we forget what a terrific neighborhood that Hill is.
Oh yeah.
It really is. I don't know how many restaurants on the Hill. I'm gonna guess 25 or 30, maybe. Zia's and Canetto's and Favazza's, and what a gem that is for the St. Louis. And I don't live there, but it seems to be a great part of town to live in, because here's a restaurant and then 2 doors down, here's somebody's house, they're sweeping the porch. You know, it's just, it's like a throwback to 40, 50, 60 years ago. So I'm glad that I was on the Hill today, and I'm glad that Marco Bertarelli said, when we're finished, let's go have a sandwich or something. And I had a wonderful salad at Favazza's, and I haven't eaten anywhere on the Hill for, I would say, 10 years.
Wow.
Used to go to Zia's because our buddy, Dan.
Spaghetti sauce is delicious.
Mm.
Lentil soup. Our friend Tom Zip, who died from ALS, he had me meet him once a month at even before he got ALS, at Zia's. And a couple other cops would meet with us. And he went just for the lentil soup. At Canetto's, at the Frank Canetto's restaurant. He would go there once a month and always and he picked the day of the week. It was like a Tuesday special was lentil soup. And I tasted it. I don't like it. I don't like lentil soup, but man, he loved it. And I'm glad I'm not near that Hill, because I would eat till I exploded. I would. I had a salad today, but I kept staring down some pasta and meat sauce, bolognese. Is that what you're supposed to call meat sauce?
Oh, yeah.
Bolognese. Yeah. I love good bolognese.
And each restaurant, I always order, if they have it on the menu, pretty much everyone does, a meatball on the side.
Yes.
Because I just want to see how you guys do your meatball.
Yeah.
And there's one restaurant on the Hill that has a meatball, that I don't even, I can't even imagine how they make it. It literally, it like melts in your mouth like sugar. Yeah. Like it just breaks down. And it's incredible.
Who is?
It's Lou Bacardi's.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Mm-hmm. There's a Joe Bacardi's out in Eureka. This is run by a female member of
and
the family.
And here's the thing. I'll bet you there are 5-6 other places with great meatballs. We just don't even know about them.
Right.
And when people say, oh, St. Louis, they have some great restaurants. That's true, really, of pretty much every city, if you take the time to find out where they are. I don't think there are too many cities that don't have. I don't know if St. Louis has more than the average or not. But I guess my point is, and I'm never going to change. I'm not a guy that just likes to get out and explore. Let's try this place and that place. But I'm glad that by default, I was on the hill today. I can do some business, or we're going to be in huge trouble here. First Community Credit Union. I was in there today, too. Waited on by Valerie in Chesterfield Valley, which is where the headquarters is located. Now, if you want to get a little more familiar with First Community Credit Union and you want to meet Glenn Barks, who's the president, the CEO, you can go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM, and there's a little video there introducing you to First Community Credit Union and to him in his office. It is a place to bank. And in many ways, I know that does not sound very exciting, not something that when the show is over, first thing tomorrow, you make a list of things to do right away. Let's change where we do our banking. I get it. But here's what I want you to get. Banking is banking, except it's really not when you know how to do it right. And doing it right, I think they're the two most important things, how you treat people and how competitive your rates are, and services, variety of services. They got that covered on both counts. They're very competitive with rates. I've gotten dozens of emails over the years from people go, my car payment just went down $40, $30, $50. The car payment is a big deal because their auto loan rates are, let's just put it this way, the other banking facilities don't like it that they're able to do that. Of course they don't. They're a great place to bank. If you want to know more, got some nice positive emails about the improved limited yard sale, too. That's now more than just a yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, and that is brought to you exclusively by First Community Credit Union. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com. I'm going to talk to Jack, and then we get caught up. We get into the next hour. Jack, welcome to 590 The Fan. I have 2 minutes. It's yours.
Okay. I'm a first-time caller, but I just wanted to let you know, my wife, she's a history major,
okay,
and her biggest problem with the statues is that they were put in place and by politicians and people that were very slave-friendly.
Okay.
They were put there as a reminder to people, don't forget where you live.
Well, why couldn't we turn that into a reminder of something else, though? May not be what they intended them to be, but use them to remind people that at one time we were bad. We treated some people badly.
That sounds like a great idea, but usually things that are put in bronze are put there forever.
Well, doesn't mean that we can't change the message and the story behind them. With nothing there, it's a little harder, I think, to do.
This is true.
All right, Jack.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Good points. See, we didn't fight or argue. It can be done.
No.
It can be done. All right, here's what's going to happen. Josh Bauman will jump in here after I get some business taken care of. And he's here to answer your tech questions. I want to give these numbers again. If you have a tech issue, your phone, your computer, your TV, shopping, confused, join the club. I think most people are confused when they're trying to figure out which phone to buy or which laptop or which TV. That's what he's here for. 314-821-0590. 855-282-8255. Now, we won't get to you for 10 or 12 minutes, but hey, you got nothing else to do? Put you on hold, make yourself a sandwich, and come back to the phone after the news is over, and I knock out some business. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
590 The Fan, with your local talent covering your St. Louis team. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Roberts.
Expect President Trump to sign an executive order on police reforms tomorrow. During a White House photo op today, Trump noted that law enforcement representatives will be on hand. He did not elaborate, but said he'll be offering solutions in a comprehensive order that is about justice and safety. Meanwhile, the president could soon sign a police reform bill.
He's willing to take bipartisan, bicameral legislation that makes sense on an issue, and he's willing to sign it into law.
Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells Fox News Trump will sign something reasonable. She also insists on the need for more research and resources for the mental health of police officers.